Operation Savings on Kerry today in association with BillGenie.ie, helping you to save money. Get involved by logging on to BillGenie.ie.
Yeah, we've James Murphy with us in studio here at BillGenie.ie. Over the last number of weeks, he has been telling us and talking about the programme and the process of signing people up to better tariffs and moving them to different suppliers in order to get and deliver savings on their electricity bill, particularly given the day-by-day accounts we're getting now of increases in those bills from all of the suppliers. This is our final update on it. Wednesday was the last day of people to sign up, and there has been a big response. James, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again in our studio here. Tell me, look, how has it gone overall? What are the numbers like in terms of people who have been getting in touch? And have you seen, I suppose, over the number of weeks, in response to where we're heading into winter, in response to all the increases that are coming, an increase in people who are just saying, yes, I finally need to get this sorted. I finally need to look at my bill and see if there's better options out there for me.
Good morning, Jerry, and good morning, listeners. Thanks for having us in. Yeah, Jerry, we're delighted with the response. We've had a busy few weeks. It's been great. We've met or we've spoken to some great people and been emailing some great people, I guess. Some very interesting people. I think I spoke to Kerry's oldest lady as well during the week because I asked her, she rang me up and I asked her, did she do WhatsApp or email, you know? And she goes, oh, Jesus, I don't. I'm 1,004. Right, so I think Kerry's oldest citizen is 1,004, we found out anyway. Look, Operation Savings, it has been very good. The Radio Kerry listeners did get involved. There's still a lot of savings outstanding, I guess, which, you know, will probably come in the next week or two. So we might give you an update at the end of the month. I'll just let you know and you can give a final figure. But it has been very, very positive and people are taking the initiative and starting to look at their bills.
In terms of numbers, where are we at the final stage of it?
So at the final stage, as we are live on air at the moment, what we've changed over is we've 79 meters changed over to new suppliers. We've 30, the projected savings, right, would be 37,922 is actually going to be saved by the people that have changed over. But then there is a further 31,074 euro of potential savings that is there for people.
People you've identified to say, if you change over to this tariff, this is what you'll save over the next 12 months. So you're talking really, if that was to come to fruition and they were to sign up, 60,000 to 70,000 euro over 12 months.
When we add the two figures together, you're looking at 68,996. So look, let's round it to 70,000. You're looking at 70,000 worth of savings, roughly.
Yeah, and that's all money that's going to stay in people's pockets instead of going to the major energy companies, which are making major profits at the moment.
Exactly, and that look, that's what we set out to do. I suppose at the start of Operation Savings was, look, the main priority was to keep the money in people's pockets, right, or keep it in their community. Instead of it going to the suppliers. The secondary goal, I suppose, that we did say was that, look, if people have extra money in their pockets, they will be able to, it's more money that they will be able to spend in their local community and in their economy. So just to explain to the listeners there, I'm after handing Jerry a sheet of paper there just to show him something. I think Jerry can identify that, look, that is from one of the main suppliers in the country for electricity. And what we're looking at here is a business tariff. Okay, so what I just want to explain to Jerry and to the listeners is, look, we need to support our local businesses. Hopefully this initiative will give people more money that they can spend in their local businesses, because in 2017, when I was selling electricity, right, I remember distinctly the price that we had for the business was 12.58 cents was the unit price. Okay.
Right, okay.
What I've just handed Jerry there, just to show you, right, is this is the July and August price from this supplier for the business, and what they were offering, or the rate that people could sign up to, was 52.55 cents. That was on the 24-hour meter.
A fivefold increase.
So you're looking at a fivefold increase. Now, below that is the day and night meter, which is more expensive during the day, as you can see.
Yeah.
54 cents.
Yeah.
Okay, so these were the prices that were there in July and August. Now, what happened then was the business or the electricity suppliers pulled all their business prices. So for the last 3 weeks, we haven't had any prices for any businesses. Even if, Jerry, if you sent me your business meter this minute or your business bill, up to yesterday, we didn't have a price for you from any supplier. We couldn't give you any good deal, right? Or any deal at all. So what I've just handed Jerry another sheet now, which is the new price that came out yesterday from the same supplier.
Yeah.
And the rate has gone to 79.5 cents. Would be if somebody was signing up to this tariff today, that business is going to be paying 79.5 cents for their unit price. So
yeah,
I guess
huge
look,
increase again.
In I'm just trying to show that since 2017, in just 5 or 6 years, the business price has gone from 12.5 cents up to 79 cents. So spare a thought for your local business. They're going to need your support.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you have an extra few bob in your pocket, do spend it locally.
Yeah.
Look, AliExpress and all those and Amazon, they'll all be there this time next year, right?
They will, that's for sure.
Let's keep the businesses there, you know.
Yeah, so that's a fair point. And look, on the other side of it, that is an issue that government are going to have to deal with when it comes to the budget, when they think about businesses as well as domestic users. There is more positive news that's come through in the last couple of days. The international wholesale price for gas has dropped by a significant amount. So hopefully we'll see that coming through as well, and no doubt that will come into being as well. But it just underlines, both for businesses as well as domestic customers, James, people really don't have a choice now. You really need to be trying to get onto the best tariff possible for you right now. You can't just say, yeah, I'll stick with my supplier, that's been the one I've had for years, I've never changed.
Yeah.
The incentive, really, it's...
Well, you can, but you'll be losing out because you'll be paying higher.
Yeah.
You know, like, the reason I went down the business route here is just to highlight to people that, look, if you see your business, a local business, increasing prices, you know, it's not that they're being greedy or anything. This is just showing that their costs have increased in the background. So it's just to explain, and don't give out about the local business increasing their price. They have to, or they won't be there.
Yeah.
You know, so that was just on that. But look, getting back to the residential electricity, it's been a kind of a roller coaster week, really. It started off last Friday with, well, as you know, we recorded on Thursday and it aired on Friday, the update. And then on Friday, SSE announced the 35% increase. Okay, so Friday, I was at a wedding. I should probably apologise to my wife's family because my head wasn't at the wedding, right?
Sure.
All I could think of was my Radio Kerry listeners who had signed up to SSE, and then they were getting the news of this 35% increase. Okay, so I was in a state of depression Friday. But look, when we got home from the wedding, I sat down, I started crunching the numbers as you do, and Saturday morning I crunched them again, and look, I happily was able to see that even with the 35% increase, they were still working out cheaper than a lot of what people were on beforehand, even with the 35% added in. So, for example, I have a few examples there, and a lot of the people I changed SSE were in touch. If they were in touch, I did the review again, and I reassured them that, look, all the suppliers are going up. It's not.
And we saw Electric Ireland yesterday going up by a similar amount as well.
Yeah.
So all of them are going the same direction,
exactly.
So the savings stay the same.
So, for example, I have a couple of examples. One person there, 3 weeks ago, we told him, look, you'll be saving €279 by changing over. Then when the SSE
increase came in,
right, that went down. So on what day are we? Friday. So on Thursday, when we looked at it again, we were only saving them 137. We were still saving them with
137,
the increase, but then when we worked it out yesterday after the Electric Ireland announcement, they're saving €462 versus their Electric Ireland. So it's actually more than we had forecast 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, and just shows the volatility of it all at the moment. Okay, listen, James, it's going to continue. I know you've got over €30,000 of savings sent back in proposals. So Operation Savings is over from the point of view of what we're talking about, but it goes on individually for people out there. So they've got these offers waiting for them if they want to take them up.
Yeah, and just so the listeners are clear, right, Operation Savings, we ran in association with Radio Kerry for the month of August. But for us, it's Operation Savings every day.
Yeah.
We're open all year round. You know, people can still send us our bills. We will still look after them. I think there was a call on social media during the week as well for somebody saying the jury could keep it on as a post or a regular on the show. The Operation Savings run it for the winter. So, yeah. But in a way, look, like, I enjoy what I do, right? I love crunching the numbers, looking at people's bills. To me, it's maybe I'm living in fantasy land, but for me, I'm a kind of a Robin Hood type character, right? We're taking from the energy suppliers, we're giving to the little people. You know, that's what it's all about, keeping the money in the economy.
Certainly is. Look, if people want to get involved, billgeanie.ie is the website. hello@billgeanie.ie is the email address, and 086-102-5551 is the number. And again, if you don't have the WhatsApp, don't have the email, you'll find a way of getting the bill through the post and talking to them face to face, and getting them on the right track in the difficult times that we're in, James.
Yeah, exactly. The lady who's 1,004, right, she's getting her daughter to send us on the bills anyway over the weekend. So, do you know, there are ways around everything. But look, on behalf of myself and BillGeanie.ie, I just want to thank Radio Kerry, yourself, Jerry, and the backroom staff, all the people that made it possible. I won't start mentioning names because I'll leave somebody out.
Sure.
But everybody in Radio Kerry, thanks a million for supporting it and for letting us do the slot. And look, thanks to the listeners for getting involved, and we'll talk to you again.
Brilliant. Listen, great stuff, James. Thanks a million for that. That's James Murphy of BillGeanie.ie.